producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to talk about our current president and somebody who wants to be our next president. Okay? Okay. Sometimes when injustice is happening, somebody that is quote-unquote a leader, the leader, whether it's a nation or state, has to step in and get involved, especially if it's an aberration of justice. Especially if it sweeps up innocent people. Now, we currently have two such incidents occurring right now. And two people have a chance to distinguish themselves or not. Let's start with President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, this guy is a piece of work. Supposedly a constitutional professor. His book should have been titled, the one that was ghostwritten by Bill Ayers, should have been titled The Audacity of a Two-Faced Hypocrite. At whitehouse.gov, there's been a petition for his participation in trying to free U.S. Marine Tomarezi from a Mexican jail that he wound up in after he was looking around to get to his Marine post, took a wrong turn, and ended up in Mexico with guns in his car, his own privately owned weapons. President Obama responded to this petition by saying, "We respect the rule of law and expect the judicial process of sovereign nations to protect other U.S. citizens who might find themselves in similar circumstances in the future." Ignoring one thing. Now, under this president, we had Fast and Furious. One of the things about Fast and Furious is when they were allowing guns to run into Mexico, they never notified the Mexican government of the operation. There were no Mexican authorities on the other side to watch this happen, to try to track guns, because they were never told this was happening. So just me being me, I kind of have to think that that might be weighing a little heavily on their heads, well, in their thought process right now. So we have a Marine rotting in a Mexican jail. And President Obama has decided to let things play out to respect the rule of law. The same guy who rewrites them on a daily basis. The same guy who, he's been trying to draw up the base. He wants to do by executive action, amnesty of about 8 million illegals here in the United States today. You know, he wants to let it play out because Mexico is a known bastion of judicial integrity and fairness. If you really want to love the rule of law, President Obama, maybe you should start rounding up deporting illegal immigrants instead of giving them amnesty. His facade is beginning to crumble because, you know, he got out there and he doesn't ever get out there and say, Al Sharpton is a race baiter and I distance myself from him. Or Jeremiah Wright or Jesse Jackson. He never does that. He lets that happen. But at the same time, he does nothing. Black America suffers because of this president. Now, interestingly enough, a lot of, as far as immigration is concerned, Tomarezi is concerned, a lot of the people that are coming from Mexico are fleeing the government. Their own citizens get out of there all the time. They pay more attention to making a life more capitalistic and more opportunistic in Mexico, maybe there wouldn't be such a mass exodus out of Mexico. Maybe if they were actually to clamp down on the drug dealing and the murdering and the raping cartels, instead of honest Marines, the country might not be such a cesspool to where the Mexicans themselves seem intent from fleeing from it. We'll come back to this in a minute. New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie. Chris Christie needs to go to whichever district attorney is out there and tell him, that the one that's going to prosecute Shanine Allen, and tell him to stop. Here we have a black American single mother. Bought a gun for self-defense because she got robbed one time when she was coming home from work from one of her two jobs. Believed she lived in the United States of America, crossed over from Pennsylvania where her permit was issued, into New Jersey, not quite as she thought. Now facing a minimum of 3 years in jail, possibly 10. All because she didn't know she had crossed into East Germany and that the Stasi were waiting. Where's Chris Christie on this? Is he's willing to let the judicial process play out, folks. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. So we have these two aberrations of justice. President Obama's, of course, is gigantic compared to Chris Christie's. But Chris Christie does not deserve to be your president. Chris Christie turns a blind eye to injustice, while at the same time being a soft champion on gun control. He doesn't deserve to be your president. I sincerely hope he goes down in flames. And this is the highest position he ever gets. As governor of New Jersey. Whoa. But here we have two chief executives, where on their watch, we have an aberration of justice occurring. And they're, you know, Chris Christie is concerned about how's this bridge thing looking as far as my potential presidential campaign. Barack Obama, let's see, we got climate change he's pursuing. We got immigration amnesty, which he's pursuing. He's ignoring ISIS. He's ignoring everything else militarily that we might need to defend against. And at the same time, we have one of our nation's finest rotting in a jail because he made a wrong turn. Now, how much effort would it take for him to make a phone call to whoever the president of Mexico is? I don't remember who the president of Mexico is on the tip of my tongue, but it's not. But pick up the phone and say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because there's a great many things he could do. He's not going to do them, but he could do them. I would just call the president of Mexico and say, you know all those systems that were put in place by Bill Clinton to where it makes it easy to wire money from the United States to Mexico? I'm going to shut those down if you don't release my Marine sergeant right now. Because when, you know, they get out there, we've got economic sanctions against Russia. The cash coming from the United States going into Mexico from the relatives sending to relatives here in the U.S. to the relatives in Mexico is their third largest GDP source. It comes in third behind fossil fuel and something else. That would be a blow to the Mexican GDP for that to be shut down. He could do it. He could do it. He's not doing it. Two quote-unquote leaders, hypocrites, as long as the day is long. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Uh-huh.
good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Apparently, when the governor of New York was burning the midnight oil, ramming the throats, breaking the rules, ramming down the throats, SAFE Act, to the constituents of New York State, in the dead of night, before anybody could read it, there were some disturbing subparts that are only just now being brought to light. Primarily, they made a condition where the government unilaterally, the state government of New York, can suspend the Fourth Amendment. Now, the Fourth Amendment reads, right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Apparently in New York, thanks to the SAFE Act, that is no longer recognized as an absolute right and can be wantonly ignored whenever, wherever the authority desires it. A SWAT team raided something called the Albion Gun Shop without a warrant. They were acting on orders from the Narcotics Enforcement Unit, who asked the shop to hand over a customer list so they could determine how many people had purchased New York SAFE Act compliant rifles. The gun owner, or the gun shop owner, was forced to present approximately 170 sales records. Under the state's anti-gun law, this break-in was completely legal. Under the same fact, the New York State Troopers Narcotics Enforcement Unit is the entity delegated to enforce the act, and they have carte blanche. They can ignore constitutional rights and freedoms. No checks for them when somebody's trying to rein in tyranny. Co-owner Joe Palumbo, wasn't selling weapons on the sly or in some shady way that could possibly justify this intrusion. When he got these compliant ARs or whatever compliant weapon he was selling, he went so far as to check with the state police and his local police to verify these weapons that he was going to carry were legal to sell under the SAFE Act. He said the New York State Police told me my guns were New York SAFE compliant. Chief of the Medina Police told me my rifles were New York SAFE compliant. And in fact, purchased one of the guns from my shop. Meanwhile, a confidential informant working with the state police released an email from New York State Police Division Counsel Kevin Bruin in response to a trooper's question of whether modified AR-15s comply with the SAFE Act, stating that the police themselves cannot understand the SAFE Act, and a court would have to rule on the legality of these rifles. What? See, one of the things that the gun industry specializes in is if they pass a law saying you can't do this, this, or this, they quit doing it, but they make something else. Because at the end of the day, as far as features on a rifle, unless they fill in the barrel, it's still a weapon. Now, if Cuomo had not been so concerned about jamming this law through in the dead of night, before anybody read it, maybe somebody could have understood what was going to happen here. Now, this is blatantly unconstitutional. First of all, the common use clause coming out of Heller violated. And under constitutional law, because of the vagaries of this statute, that's not allowed. It has to be very clear. It has to be very concise. And your average citizen has to be able to understand it. That way they can comply with it, you see. It should not be up to a court to have a discussion as to decide whether or not, you know, consensus in a courtroom. When did that become part and parcel of constitutionality? If it is vague, if it is not clear, then it has to be tossed out. And the vagueness of the SAFE Act could be its undoing. There's a few reasons a statute can be void for vagueness. One is when an average citizen cannot generally determine what persons are regulated, what conduct is prohibited, or what punishment may be imposed. Another is laws which do not state explicitly and definitively what conduct is punishable. Another is if a legislature's delegation of authority to judges and or administrators is so extensive that it would lead to arbitrary prosecutions. So in other words, that one is the worst one, because it's a toss-up then, depending on where you live, depending on who the judge is, the magistrate. They're basically playing a game of 52 pickup where they say, well, we'll leave it up to the judges. So you could get caught in one county and the judge looking at it saying, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And then the next judge comes along and says, this is a weapon of war. This is not why we elect and have governments. Judges are not there to make these kinds of decisions. Judges should have a blackboard behind them saying, these are my rules, and that's what they live by. SAFE Act is the trifecta for all of those reasons. If the cops don't understand what it is, if the state police don't understand what it is, how's the citizen going to understand what it is? So the New York SAFE Act is being enforced arbitrarily on a case-by-case basis. That's unconstitutional vagueness under the Supreme Court's Morales standard, and the law should be enjoined and tossed for that reason and that reason alone. But if you're in New York State and you're a gun owner or a gun shop owner, guess what? That Fourth Amendment, which is a big one, it's a big codification of a right that we're all born with, that no longer applies in Cuomo's New York. He wants you disarmed, and he wants to be able to kick in your door whenever he wants to. And he got the law to do it. He got the law to make that happen. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to use my chat room audiences at Google Plus and at the website at lockandloadradio.com, and I'm going to be very politically incorrect here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up this Glock 17 with the RMR mounted to it, and I'm going to aim it at the camera. Now, in a politically incorrect world, those audiences would say, he just aimed the gun at us. Even though I didn't really do it. I aimed it at a camera. Virtually, I might have aimed it at a representation of where you are, but it's not really aimed at you. Now, I bring this up because in a lot of the schools, we have this cultural campaign to label firearms and firearm ownership as a socially unaccepted phenomenon. And their little scheme claimed another victim last week when a virtual school demanded that an elementary school student remove an image of a firearm from his online profile. This incident involved Wisconsin Virtual Learning, a public charter school. And it offers Wisconsin's elementary and high school students the opportunity to attend school online from home rather than in a traditional classroom setting. As part of his online school profile, an 11-year-old named Matthew uploaded a picture of a pistol on top of an American flag. A school official contacted Matthew and told him to change the image, stating no guns in school, even virtual schools. Now, this was a bad choice from that school administrator. Matthew's mom, who just happens to be an avid gun rights supporter, contacted WISN radio show host Vicki McKenna, who shared the story with her listeners, as I'm doing with you now. She also told the radio program that she fears Matthew could be expelled for the picture incident, and that her son was previously told by the virtual school that he could not write a paper on the Second Amendment. Despite the glaring absurdity of this particular incident, it is not, he's not the first schoolhouse anti-gun bigotry victim in the virtual realm. In 2013, KNXV TV reported that a student at Postum Butte High School in Florence, Arizona, was suspended for 3 days after he changed the desktop wallpaper on a school-issued laptop to a picture of a gun. Modern, you know, everybody's out there, all the gun grabbers are talking about stuff like reasonable gun safety regulations. Yet, in schools, there are strict punishments for talking about guns or chewing food into gun shapes or drawing firearms, wearing a t-shirt with a pro-Second Amendment statement. That's not reasonable. That's not common sense. This is political activism, and it's social engineering. And it's wholly designed. I mean, Hitler had this idea. If I've got the youth, I can go forward. Maybe not today, but give me time. They're promoting this idea that firearm and firearm owners are deviant and inherently threatening. This is a violation of the First Amendment for these kids. The fact that this is being targeted on children, on school children, this is conditioning them. This is Pavlovian. Now, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. I don't remember, although I know that my... I saw political attitudes when I was in school. I'm sure you did too. Sometimes they would be caused by a certain incident. I remember my second grade teacher's brother was a jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. He got shot down and killed, and that changed her. That changed her. But we've got to take back the direction of education. Education should simply be based on fact. Teach them the facts. Teach them this. Teach them math. Teach them language. As they get older, if they want to branch out into stuff like philosophy and political science and everything, of course, let them do that. But in this formative stage, K through 12, they need to be prepared for their next step, whether it's going out into the world or whether it's furthering their education. But they do not need to be socially engineered. This is not the movie Equilibrium. This is America. I sort of miss the days when my sons were younger and I got to bump heads with teachers from time to time because I saw this happen with them. I had one teacher with my youngest son that surprisingly, instead of actually pursuing a career in the more lucrative psychiatric profession, she decided to be a second or third grade teacher. I can't remember what it was. And in the second or third grade teacher's lexicon, she could determine whether or not a child had ADHD. And she told me that my son had ADHD. And she told my wife that too. And she told us that he needed to be medicated. Well, we were concerned. You know, this was back during the 90s when, you know, certain things had not come out just yet. This is our first time across that bridge. So we took him to a doctor. Turns out he was just a little boy. He did not have ADHD. And for the rest of the year, she continued to insist that he had ADHD. And for the rest of the year, we continued to look at her and say, well, tough. Teach. That's your job. Teach. Make it interesting for him. Maybe he's bored. Maybe you're not grasping at his imagination. Maybe you're not getting to him or contacting him or reaching out to him. But we're not going to drug him. So you do what you got to do. We're not going to do what you want us to do. This mother in Wisconsin, she's to be commended because she's calling attention to this. But we all need to be aware of this because one day these kids will be running the United States. And we need to make sure that we don't have an agenda at work in their education, because that's not educating, that's brainwashing. Pure and simple. I mean, what's next? I mean, if this kid were to continue putting a pistol up there on top of the flag or something, are they going to waterboard him? Last time today. But don't worry, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Last time today. Last swing. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You want to find out what really happens as far as guns are concerned? Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the gun grabbers. Listen to the economics guys. Because economics guys, and I don't want to make them sound like geeks or nerds or anything, but they live for the data. They live for the crunching of the numbers. They don't care which way it takes them. They're completely unbiased as far as that goes. And then when they crunch that data, and when they come to this conclusion, then they are adamant that this is the way this is. Now, when it comes to gun statistics, whether it's self-defense or crime, you can be sure that these guys know what they're doing. Some of the names you've heard of, like John Lott. Prior to John Lott, there was Gary Kleck, who still does stuff along these lines. And now there's Mark Gaius. He's at the Quinnipiac University's Department of Economics. He just published a new study. Well, it's relatively new. He found that between 1980 and 2009, that states with more restrictive concealed carry laws had gun-related murder rates that were 10% higher than those of other states. Gaius also concluded that the state murder rates were 19.3% higher than the federal, when the federal assault weapon and large magazine ban was in effect. Now he says, now this is the economics professor in him, he says that more research is needed to determine whether these gun control laws contributed to or merely coincided with higher rates of crime. Nationally, murder rates have certainly been lower since the federal gun and magazine bans were in effect. The bans went into effect in September of 1994 and expired September 2004. During the 10 years, 1995 to 2004, the average annual murder rate was 6.2 per 100,000. From 2005 to 2012, however, the average rate has been 16% lower at 5.2 per 100,000. Now, here's a couple of conclusions you can come to by these simple findings. in states that has if they were in the states that have restrictive concealed carry laws, if they were to relax these laws, we would see a 10% drop in gun-related murder. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great? Maybe the percentage would be higher. Murder rates have also decreased in as the number of right-to-carry states have increased. From 1987, when Florida adopted its trend-setting right-to-carry law, through 2012, the share of American population living in right-to-carry states rose from 16% to 70%, and the nation's murder rate decreased 43%. You know, when I'm throwing these percentages at you, you need to understand this. A 43% drop in murder, if the population remains the same, is huge. It's gigantic. It's earth-shaking. If the population increases and you still have a 43% drop in murder, that is almost biblical. Nobody talks about that. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? If you want to look at it another way, from 1991, when violent crime peaked in the United States, through 2012, 24 states adopted right-to-carry laws, and 45 states experienced decreases in their murder rates, ranging from 1 to 83%. Similarly, 43 states experienced decreases in their total violent crime rates, ranging from 1 to 65%. That's gigantic. I mean, there's no way to quantify that. Now, there are a lot of people that will look at the Gaia study or the Lott studies or the Kleck studies. And by the way, these all coincide. And I don't even know if these guys know each other. You can look at these the way they coincide, and the summation that you can make is that, you know, armed America is pretty good. And it benefits everybody to have concealed carriers in their states, to have right to carry provisions in the states, because it creates a specter. Even the anti-gunners benefit from this. Everybody benefits from less crime. So in these states where this has happened, whether it's been the people that have stepped up to the plate and said, I'm going to be self-reliant, or it's the people that have said, you know, I just can't believe we've come to this point. I'll never carry a gun. It doesn't matter. Across the board, it's going down. Violent crime is going down. There are a lot of reasons why the assault weapon ban and everything didn't result in any drop in crime, primarily because nobody uses them in crime. It is so, the number percentage-wise is so small, it barely makes it on the radar. Long guns that are semi-automatic in nature and look closer, you know, look very closely, resembling their military cousins with the full, you know, the chatter switch on the side. Not used very often. They make the news whenever they're used, but not used very often. This study adds to the increasing body of research concluding that right to carry laws don't increase crime and actually may be reducing it. It also adds to the already substantial body of evidence that restricting general purpose semi-automatic rifles and limiting magazine capacity doesn't reduce crime. And yet the anti-gun activists out there continue to pretend otherwise. They continue to pretend that this is not the way things are. That you are the issue. That you are the problem. If you have a gun, you've got a problem because you're a criminal in waiting. You're law-abiding until you're not. You are a bomb, and the fuse is lit until that one incident that shoves you clean over the edge. And then you're going to become a frothing-at-the-mouth criminal madman, and your gun's going to be blazing in all directions, and golly gee, you can keep firing because you have standard capacity magazines. What could be worse? But that, like the whole guns and bars thing and all this guns everywhere thing in Georgia, that's, you know, all of those misgivings and all of those warnings and everything, they're not happening. I went into a bar the other day to pick up dinner, and I had my gun on me because I can carry a gun into a bar. Restaurant/restaurant. And when I went in there, I did not survey the people and say, oh my, what a pool of possible victims. I feel this way because I have a gun and I'm in a bar. My only thought process was, I really hope that when I pick this up, it's so hot. And that was it. That was all. That's all I had. Because I'm normal. Because I'm rational. The only time I'm irrational is if I'm attacked. If I'm attacked, if it's a physical attack, if it's a criminal attack, I'm going to be more irrational than any criminal could hope to be. And it's going to be over in a flash. And I reserve the right to have that on standby. You were born with it. It's your right. So keep it. We will reconvene in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.